Hello, and welcome to another episode of Beauty of Birth Podcast. I just wanted to say quickly before I talk about the person I have on the podcast today, is that I talked about having my aunt Cher on, and I was really excited to do hers, but unfortunately, it didn't work out to do it over Zoom because she was just too busy. So we're hoping to do it when I go to the cottage this summer. The cottage that my Oma and Opa used to own. And then all the daughters owned it. They're five daughters and one of them's my mom. And the daughters and husbands owned it. And then they sold it to some friends of the family, actually, which was sad but also great that it went to someone we knew. But that cottage that we go to, Rock Lake Lodge, every year, we've been going with one week is with my dad's side and then 1 week is with my mom's. So anyways, my Aunt Cher's coming to that because she lives in Winnipeg. So we're hoping to do it then, which will be really nice, actually, because I prefer doing these podcasts in person anyway. It's just nicer. So yeah, that's the reason I haven't had hers out, even though I said I was planning to. And it was supposed to happen, but then I had to cancel because I wasn't able to do the day that we said, and then she couldn't do the other days, so that's what happened. Anyways, today on the podcast, I have with me Stephanie, and she actually reached out to me on Facebook and said that she enjoyed my podcast, which was really sweet, and said that she would be willing to do her birth story. So I was like, yeah, of course, anyone... If you're listening to this, if you are willing at all to do a birth story, even if I don't know you, I don't care. Just message me on my Instagram or Facebook if you are friends with me, or my Beauty of Birth podcast Instagram. If you just look it up. Or I think I have it on my Anchor site. Anchor is what I use to edit the podcast. But I'm pretty sure on there, my Instagrams is like on my profile area. But yeah, do not be afraid to ask. If you're willing to do your birth podcast, obviously. But I love when people just reach out to me and say they're willing to do it. So it's just helpful for me because I do reach out to people, but sometimes they feel uncomfortable or they can't. So it's kind of nice when someone reaches out because I know that they're willing to since they reached out. And yeah, so that's always really cool. But anyways, she reached out. I actually do know her from... She is the sister of a guy that would hang out with the people I went to Gillespie Academy with. So the people in that... I think I talked about Gillespie Academy in my Introducing Me episode, the very first one I did. But it was basically just to shortly talk about it. An academy that I went to, it only had 21 people in it. And it was just a one-year thing. And that's, like, why I moved to Canada, to Ontario in the first place, to go to that. And, yeah, he wasn't in it. He was just... This guy was just... Would come and hang out and was friends with, like, a lot of the people in it, so... I ended up meeting his sister at some point, probably at church or whatever. But yeah, it was really great to have her reach out and say she'd be willing to do her birth story. So, we did it over Zoom because she lives in Wisconsin with her husband and their child. So yeah, here is her birth story.
Hello.
Hi.
So first, I want to ask you about your family, a little bit about yourself.
My name is Stephanie Tangali, and I am married to Joseph. And we have a two-month-old son named Garrett. I am originally from Canada, but I currently live in Wisconsin. So I met my husband online and moved here last year. So are you wondering about my family back home too, or just
you can
my current family.
I think just your current family.
Okay, well, that's it.
What do you guys like to do for fun?
We like having campfires, and we have this outdoor pizza oven, wood-fired oven.
Oh, I'm jealous.
To most people when we have the time. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. We don't get out that much, so I don't know. We hang out with family a lot.
So why don't we start with you telling me about your pregnancy, how that was.
I found out because I was going to a chiropractor appointment, and I had to fill in whether I was pregnant or not, so I thought I'd better take a test. Sure enough, because they had to do x-rays, but they didn't do the x-rays.
Was it a surprise? Like, did you, were you guys trying? Or
okay. We weren't trying, but we weren't trying so hard not. So
okay. are you, by the way? Did you say
how I old am you? 28.
Okay.
So we'd been married for about 3 months when I got pregnant.
Okay, okay.
But it was fine. I didn't have a problem with it. I got pretty nauseous for a while. Like, I threw up a lot until it started easing off, like 16 to 18 weeks. And then it just kind of, it never completely went away, but it got a lot better in the second trimester and the third. So, I actually, like, I lost like 20 pounds then, and then I was actually still like 15 pounds down at the end of my pregnancy while I was still pregnant. So I just did not gain weight, I think because of that mostly. So I didn't mind, but I didn't enjoy the sickness.
Did you have any other symptoms? Like, did you have any cravings or
anything else? Like not that I really noticed. I had a midwife, and she had me change my diet, like, to prevent gestational diabetes. I didn't get it, but so then I craved sweet things because she told me not to have sugar. I did have a UTI that would not go away with antibiotics, and so then I actually went to the hospital one time because of that, because I thought I felt it in my kidney and I didn't want to get a kidney infection. So the antibiotics just wouldn't get rid of it, but so I wonder if it was also like because of the hormones that it just wouldn't go away, but also you're limited on which antibiotics you can take when you're pregnant. So I just ended up on a daily antibiotic, which I didn't really want to be on, but at least it kept it from getting bad. So I didn't really notice the symptoms of it.
Go ahead.
No, it was a not a horrible pregnancy, I think, compared to some people that I hear about. So.
Yeah, did you feel it very tired or?
Yeah, I did get tired a lot.
Did you have any insomnia?
More at the end.
Okay.
Just being uncomfortable, I think. Though people said I didn't look that big at the end. And they were surprised. Well, I was surprised when my baby was 9 pounds, 6 ounces. Most of the time I could nap too because I didn't have any other kids. if I was tired, but.
Right. Did you find out the sex of the baby?
No, we didn't. It was a surprise. I wanted it to be a boy because I always wanted my first one to be a boy, but I told myself I wouldn't be too disappointed either way, but he was a boy.
Nice. So yeah. Anything else with your pregnancy, or was that pretty much it?
I think that was pretty much it. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but I forget things so quickly from that time.
Yeah.
So I had a midwife, and I had a home birth. And so I just found her very helpful. Like, she taught me a lot, and I've never had anything else to compare it to, but I just enjoyed that experience. And I guess it depends on the midwife you get, but I had a good one.
Yeah, would you say you knew quite a bit about birth before giving birth, or did you research a lot, like, while you were pregnant?
I read a lot and asked a lot of questions while I was pregnant. So, I had some books and audiobooks and a lot of people around that have had babies. So by the time I had the baby, I felt like I knew a lot. I think I didn't want to learn a lot about it before I got pregnant in case it would deter me. But it was all good.
How has it been? Like, when did you move to Wisconsin?
I came over last May, got married early June. So,
okay.
Yeah, just over a year.
How was that whole situation? I was actually kind of interested to know that situation with, because you couldn't see him, right? Because of COVID stuff.
Yeah, that was hard. Because we got engaged November 2020. And then I was waiting on a visa. Then the border closed2019 I got engaged. And 2020 March, the border closed. And the visa process got delayed. So we were engaged for like 18 months before I was able to come. But so for 5 months, we didn't see each other. And then I figured out that I could actually still fly here, but I couldn't drive here. But then I would
have so dumb.
To isolate when I came home for 2 weeks. So then I ended up taking 3 weeks off of work so that I could come here for a week and isolate for 2 weeks. It was worth it, but
yeah, I'm sorry. That's it rough.
Then I came that December and stayed for 3 months. I took a leave of absence from work because I'm just, this is too much.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy. Did you, had you planned to get married earlier then?
We would have got married as soon as we could, but
yeah.
We just,
crazy.
Well, I know there are other ways to do it, but the visa seemed the safest. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow. Yeah, it was very unfortunate for situations like yours, like the border closing. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard of like other ones like that too, where people were just not able to see each other.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad it's in the past. So are you a dual citizen?
Yeah, I am.
So that makes it easier.
Yeah, I've always been able to go over, so that's been really nice.
Nice.
Okay. Now, after that sidetrack, let's get into your labor. So how did it start?
Well, I was at some friend's house watching a movie on Saturday night. And so 3 days before he was due. And so
what was his due date?
May 24th.
Okay.
So I just started feeling things a bit stronger than the Braxton Hicks, and they were kind of regular, and I started like looking at what time they happened. It was about like 7 minutes apart, and then an hour into that I started timing on an app, and then it just got a little stronger gradually. So I told my midwife that night, and she said to let her know when I was at a certain point of time between and length of contraction. So, well, I felt like I was there at like 3 a.m. So I called her, but then she said, just wait a few more hours and then call me again if you want me to come. So then later I got out of bed, and then I couldn't sleep all night, but I was at least laying down most of the time. And it got a little bit slower and less consistent when I got up. So I didn't call her yet. But she ended up coming early afternoon on Sunday. I had some back labor in the night. I had a heating pad, and that helped a lot. And because I knew that he was in the posterior, not fully, kind of like his back was to the back right corner, kind of. But I didn't feel like it was unbearable at all, though. And so the midwife and her student came early afternoon, and then they just checked vitals, and they checked his heart rate every hour. And at some point, he turned around to the anterior position, which I was glad about. And around 4:30 is when they wrote down the active labor started. So then it got a little bit stronger, but still not horrible. And then I was doing a water birth. So we filled up the pool the rest of the way with the tub. And I enjoyed that too. It seemed to help with the take the edge off the contractions, and it was relaxing. And like the whole time, I could just do whatever I wanted. And the midwife and her student were just reading books and going outside, whatever. And I could lay down and do whatever I wanted. So it was nice and relaxing that way. And yeah, then just gradually increased in the strength of the contractions, I guess, and the frequency as I was in the water. And by 8 o'clock that night, I think I got up to go to the bathroom, and I started on the toilet. I felt the urge to push more. So I wasn't sure if I'd make it back to the tub, but I did. And then I pushed for maybe 10 minutes, and then he was out. And the water didn't break till he was coming out. So I think that helped it not be as intense the whole time, because there's still that cushion. And yeah. And I felt like I could do it again after that. But then I did have to get some stitches, and that wasn't the most pleasant. Like, it was numb, but I felt a little bit, and then I was just so tired because it was like 26-hour labor. And,
yeah, that's a long, pretty long
and
labor.
I just had a baby, so yeah. But then I hear other people's experiences with like induction and other situations, and I feel like I had a really good experience, even though it was long. I take the length over the other things that can happen, but.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it sounds like a pretty good experience.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that if I have more kids that it would be just as good or better, hopefully quicker. I think it's normal for it to be quicker. But
what type of tear did you have?
She said it was mostly first degree and partly second degree. So not too bad. But she said it was, it took some skill, but just the way it tore. So it wasn't just a straight line.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel too bad afterwards.
Okay. So he was 9 pounds, 6 ounces, you said?
So, yeah, that was one of the things I was like, oh, I really don't want to tear. But it happened. But I think it's normal, especially with
his size. Yeah, that's very normal.
It being the first.
What time was he born?
8:26. Pretty much exactly 26 hours. And then the midwives got to work, cleaned up, and they were very efficient and put the tub away and got me into bed, and then they were there.
Did you like your experience? Like, did you feel overall that you really liked your experience, your birth experience?
Yeah, I would. I would do a home birth again if I could, and hopefully have the same midwife. Yeah, it was positive.
Yeah, that's really nice. It's always nice to have a positive birth experience, and a lot of them tend to happen either a home birth or a birth center birth rather than a hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just easier to relax, and that just helps so much when you're not fighting what your body's doing.
For you, did it feel pretty painful, like the contractions or the pushing? How long did you say the pushing was?
Like 10 minutes.
Oh, the pushing was only 10 minutes?
Yeah, that part was pretty intense. I wasn't like screaming or anything, but I'm not really the type to scream anyway. So, but I could like feel his head before, and but like I remember thinking as he was coming, like, how is he going to fit through? But he did. So, I was very relieved when it was over, though.
What did you find worse, the pushing or contractions?
The pushing or
contractions, which did you find worse?
I guess the pushing was worse, but it was just so much faster, so... Yeah, I still say it was worse. But the contractions never were like so bad. Although I did have some, the midwife assistant, she helped with some back pressure, counter pressure, and it was helpful. It was starting to hurt a lot at the end. But it was never like, oh, I need an epidural or anything like that. I never felt like going to the hospital. That was nice.
Was it just your husband with you for your birth?
Yes. So there were only 4 of us there total. I didn't really want to have extra people there, at least for the first one. I didn't think I needed it. And I was glad. not to have so many people.
Have your family been able to visit or like meet the baby or?
My mom came for 2 weeks after. That was really helpful and nice to see her again because I hadn't seen her for like a year since the wedding. So, yeah, she like deep cleaned the house basically. I didn't leave my room the first 3 days before she came. My husband got everything for me then, and he was off the whole week.
That's nice.
But yeah, the rest of my family has not met him yet, but I'm hoping to go in the fall to Canada, so.
Is he the first grandchild?
No, he's the fourth. I have two nieces and a nephew on my side, but he's number 20 on my husband's side, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got lots of cousins.
That's fun.
And a few around his age, so. And some live right across the road, so. It's very nice.
Yeah, that is really nice.
Babysitters available there and and playmates for him, so.
I'm sorry, I sort of missed, like, but did you say that you gave birth to him in the water?
Yeah, I did, actually. I know some people just do the labor part in the water, but yeah, he was born in there. It's cleaner that way. the student midwife caught him and
was that cool? Was that a cool experience with the giving birth in the water?
Yeah. I mean, I've never done anything else, but.
That's true.
Yeah, then I just felt the baby on my back because I was kind of like kneeling over the side of the.
Okay. Did you not see him like in the water? Like, I've heard that could be like.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that'd be kind of cool to see, like, when they're in the water.
Yeah, it would be cool to see
up.
It, but just the way I was positioned, I couldn't see it. I didn't know how fast it was happening, but I was just focusing on pushing. Yeah, then I held him.
How was your postpartum?
It was pretty good. I rested a lot the first 2 days when I could, although I got like super overtired the second day because I just still couldn't sleep much. And then I had to feed him. I was supposed to feed him every 2 hours. And then just the thought of, oh, I have to be up in 2 hours made it so I couldn't sleep very well. But after that, I did sleep some more and gradually was more adequately rested. And I didn't really feel too bad, except my tailbone was a bit sore when I sit down. Yeah, I felt a bit with where the stitches were, but not much. And so I try not to do too much, and then I never felt too bad. But because I didn't have to do much, because I had help. I feel like that helped a lot. And breastfeeding went pretty well too. I did have a clogged duct one time. You know, it was a bit painful, but we did some hot compresses and it went away. Sometimes he gets so fussy that he won't nurse when I know he's hungry. But other than that, it's been pretty good. Yeah. If anything, I think I have too much milk. But,
that's good though.
Yeah. And he's over 13 pounds now. So he's certainly gaining.
How was he like as a newborn?
Very sleepy. it was hard to get him awake to feed him when I was supposed to feed him, but he would have, he would stay awake late into the evening. He still does till like usually 9:30 to 10:30 is when he goes down. But like earlier, it was more like 11. When my mom was here, she would take him in the evening and so that I could sleep. I would just, I was like collecting milk, like with the letdown. I didn't even have to pump it. But I got this pack of milk collector. So I would get a bottle's worth throughout the day and then she'd give it to him at night. And yeah, so that was nice to get a bit more sleep that way.
Super helpful to have someone do the nighttime stuff, especially because you're usually pretty tired in the beginning.
Yeah. So I try to like give him a bottle like at least once a week just so he can still like use one. So he doesn't forget how or stop liking it. He's been taking it pretty good. Just in case I need a babysitter sometime. But otherwise, I'm always here for him, so I don't pump too much.
Was there anything else with postpartum that was unusual, or was there pretty like straightforward kind of healing from soreness and such?
I don't think there was anything unusual. I was hungry all the time. I still am hungry a lot, but that was notable for the beginning of the postpartum period.
Yeah, I've heard that with breastfeeding, that woman will get really hungry.
Yeah, using extra calories to make the milk.
Wow, that sounds like quite a good experience overall.
Because I always thought, for my first one, I'll have it in the hospital because I don't know how it'll go. But then I went to a midwife appointment with my sister-in-law in Wisconsin, and I just enjoyed that appointment and thought, oh, they really teach you a lot. And it seems so natural. if I would have had to transfer to the hospital, it would be fine, but it wouldn't be ideal, I guess, because I hadn't planned on it.
Yeah, I've heard good hospital experiences as well. I've just heard more bad hospital experiences, whereas most home births or birth center births I've heard have been positive.
Yeah, I'm just glad that I was able to do it. I know there are different things that make you too high risk or whatever. As long as I can, I think that's what I will want to do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And nobody in the family was like concerned about it. Not that they said anyway. I know a lot of people who do home births get a lot of flack from the family and think it's not safe and all that. So I'm glad I didn't have to deal with that. And my husband was all on board with it too. So yeah.
Nice. Do you have any advice for moms?
I don't have too much experience yet, but as being a mom, but at least for people going into birth, I think it's helpful not to worry about things. I didn't worry so much about tearing, but it was one of those things that just, I thought, well, it happened anyway, and it didn't matter if I worried about it or not. And, well, the Bible says not to worry as well. So, it's good to educate yourself. I think that helps a lot of fears.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming on and messaging me and stuff. That was great.
Yeah, I hope I will plan to listen to more podcasts. Enjoy listening to them.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.
Theme song brought to you by my husband Joel Pennings playing on the bass guitar and myself playing the electric piano.